They've tried to bring negativity into your life, using curses and dark practices like voodoo, witchcraft, or black magic. But here's the twist. They didn't expect things to turn out as they did. Their attempts to bring harm, using whatever negative forces they could muster, simply didn't succeed. They anticipated that you might fear these things, that you would engage with their negativity. Yet you chose not to. That's why I'm here to tell you, their curses, spells, or any form of dark energy can't affect you. Why? Because you're not playing their game. Negative energies only have a chance if you believe in them, if you give them power by participating or fearing them. When you recognize your own strength and understand that you have the power over your life, their intentions become meaningless. It doesn't matter how hard they try to influence you. They're left powerless when you hold on to your inner strength. So when they attempt to cast spells or send negativity your way, it doesn't stick. It returns right back to them. It's as though their dark energy is met by a barrier and bounces back, unable to reach you. This is because you decide what affects you. Do you realize how powerful that makes you? You are a co-creator of your life, aligned with the universe, God, or whichever higher power you connect with. Whatever you truly wish for yourself can be yours. When you choose positivity, strength, and resilience, you manifest those qualities in your life. No harm can come to you unless you allow it. The only way their negativity could affect you is if you hand over your power, but you're wiser than that. Sometimes people may leave strange items around your home or say hurtful things to get under your skin. They might plant doubts or spread negativity, hoping you'll believe in it. But remember, their energy has no hold over you unless you let it. You define your life, and you're in control of what shapes it. No matter how they try, be it with strange objects or cryptic messages, their attempts hold no real power. Those things, the dolls, the notes, even any ingredients they use, salt, garlic, whatever it may be, only have any effect if you begin to believe in it. They rely on you to feed that belief, hoping you'll feel afraid and participate in their negativity. Their intentions backfire when you stand firm. Imagine someone giving you a gift that you simply don't accept. Who does that gift belong to then? Right, it stays with them. The same goes for curses or spells. If you reject them, they stay with the sender. Now they're left facing the mess they created, dealing with the consequences they never anticipated. They're finding it hard to manage, as things heat up and escalate beyond what they can handle. They're now realizing that trying to harm you has only led to trouble for themselves. They underestimated the power of their own actions bouncing back on them. At the time, they didn't care about the effects. They only wanted to bring you down, ignoring the possible consequences. But now, those consequences are catching up with them, becoming more than they can bear. Sometimes, people feel threatened by your strength, your potential, and the way you're rising. They see your confidence and your drive, and they start to feel insecure. Watching you move forward, overcoming challenges, makes them fearful of your success and the brightness of your future. You're someone who believes in yourself, someone who keeps moving forward and achieving. Your light, your success, and your confidence make them uncomfortable. But remember, their discomfort is about them, not you. Your journey is your own, and no one can hold you back unless you allow it. Keep shining, keep rising, and let their fears be theirs to handle. You have the strength to keep going, unaffected by any negativity thrown your way. Imagine everyone around you cheering for you, clapping and celebrating your successes. Picture people admiring you, lifting you up like a star. How would that feel? It would make you stand out, shining even brighter, and that frightens them. The thought of your greatness shakes them because they can see that you're destined for something remarkable. So in their fear, they decide to bring you down. They believe that there's only so much success to go around, that your achievements mean less for them. They're stuck in a scarcity mindset, thinking that your happiness and success somehow take away from their own, so they want you to struggle. They believe that if they keep you down, they'll feel better, because misery craves company. Their goal becomes to see you fail. They hope you'll stumble in your career, relationships, or whatever brings you joy. They want you to feel defeated and lose your passion, to doubt the talents that once drove you forward. These people might even pretend to be friends, but their words reveal otherwise. They criticize you, hoping to make you feel small and insignificant. They say things like, "You'll never make it," casting doubts over everything you do. At first, you felt unstoppable. Everything seemed to be going your way. But then, out of nowhere, a heavy feeling settles in. Doubts creep in, and you start questioning your worth. It feels as if you're sinking, wondering how things turned around so quickly. The truth is, these people have been working against you, trying to hold you back. But here's the turning point. One day, something opens your eyes. You read a passage, watch a video, or hear something that sparks a change within you. You begin to see their intentions clearly. That moment of realization brings back your confidence and strength, reminding you of who you are and all you're capable of achieving. And from that point on, you rise again, stronger and ready to reclaim your path, unaffected by their doubts and negativity. Sometimes I meet people who feel completely stuck. They come to me lost, struggling to find a way forward. Their life seems to be falling apart, and they're filled with doubt and frustration. But when I talk to them, I share a new perspective, one that reminds them that they're stronger than they feel right now. If you're feeling this way, if you think you can't overcome your struggles or feel defeated, let me tell you, those thoughts are just illusions. You are not failing. You're not destined to stay down. The truth is, you're a winner at heart. You're someone who can and will rise above any obstacles. Those feelings of lack, whether they're about money or confidence, are temporary appearances. You are abundant in potential, capable of reaching greatness. Visualize yourself as the person you aim to be, even if you're not there yet. Start believing in the future you want. When you embrace this mindset, you speed up your path to success. The law of attraction responds to what you project. See yourself as strong, and you'll attract strength. See yourself as abundant, and abundance will find you. The world can only reflect back the energy you choose to put out. Don't let others' opinions define your worth. If you believe in yourself, it doesn't matter if others doubt you or try to bring you down. Their negativity can't overpower the good you envision for yourself. That's why any negative energy or ill intent sent your way ultimately returns to the sender. Those who try to drain you, who act like friends but never support you, aren't worth your energy. Think about it. When was the last time they cheered for you, celebrated your successes, or genuinely supported your achievements? If they never clap when you win or congratulate you when you succeed, they're not truly happy for you. Surround yourself with those who uplift and believe in your potential. You deserve to be around people who celebrate your growth and recognize your worth. They're envious because you're succeeding, and as you rise, some people around you feel threatened. They're not on your side, and they may go to great lengths, even trying to affect you negatively through their energy or intentions, hoping you'll feel small or doubtful. Their goal is to make you feel low, stuck in sadness and fear, because they know that fear is a powerful trap. In many ways, it's like how the media constantly bombards us with bad news, filling us with worry and sadness. This endless negativity is designed to make people feel powerless, keeping them afraid and easily controlled. But not you. You see beyond that. You understand that no negative energy or so-called curse can harm you if you don't give it power. It's your belief and engagement that give these things any effect. When you refuse to participate, their negativity falls flat. Sometimes, people may say something bad will happen to you, hoping you'll believe it, and by doing so, attract it into your life. But you won't let their words shape your reality. By staying strong and refusing to accept their negativity, you're sending that energy back to them. You don't have to wish them harm. Their own actions come back to them naturally. Unless they change their path and mindset, they'll remain stuck, unable to move forward. For you, it's always forward, never backward. No negative intentions can touch you. You're on a path filled with joy, love, peace, and abundance.